We are glad you are joining us for a time of Bible study and something that will profit you and help you to get to heaven. We're going to be studying from the Word of God, and I'm going to be using my Bible, and I hope that you'll use your Bible as well. Our goal is heaven. Our desire is to please God and to live the way He wants us to live. Today we're going to talk about how to make the church strong. You know, if I read my Bible, I know and understand this about the church. God wants the church to be strong. And you and I should want the church to be strong as well. We're going to read a passage here from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse number 10. And this shows us that God wants the church to be strong. And it tells us how to be strong. God is not only desiring the church to be strong, but He's given us a way to be strong. And that is through turning to Him and to His Word. You don't turn to the world to be a strong Christian. You turn to God and His Word. So let's begin our study about how to make the church strong and read Ephesians 6, beginning in verse number 10. Where the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." We don't turn to the world for spiritual strength to overcome the world. We turn to God. We turn to His power and His might. And that, of course, is found in His Word. Verse 11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The devil has all kinds of tricks, and he has a plan to destroy us spiritually. And we know that. And that's what he tried to do all the way through the Bible to God's people, is to destroy them wickedly in his wickedness. Now, God has a plan for us to put on the whole armor of God. And he tells us about our enemy in Ephesians 6 and verse 12. "For we wrestle," that means our hand-to-hand combat, "is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Oh, we've got the enemies, and we better be ready for them. There are principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We've got to put on this armor. We've got to be strong to win this victory. "Wherefore," verse 13, "take unto you the whole armor of God," not just some of it, not just some of God's word. You take the entire word of God and put it in your heart, "that you may be able to stand against the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, it's up to us to take this armor, to take this information from the Word of God, and it's up to us to stand. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, we are told to behave like men. You be a responsible Christian, and I need to be one too. And read your Bible and arm yourself with the information that will enable you to defeat the devil. Verse 14 of Ephesians 6 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." And so we're to read and study the Word of God. We're to be girt about with the truth of the Bible, the truth that will make you free, John 8, 32. Verse 15, "and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." The preparation of the gospel of peace, that's your New Testament. And we're to put that in our hearts. Above all, verse 16, "taking the shield of faith." Of course, we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so to be strong, God wants you to be strong. He wants the church to be strong. And so we've got to preach the Word. We've got to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We've got to be reading our Bibles, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God." And then it says in verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 6, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We're going to defeat him. He has fiery darts. He's trying to destroy us. But when we have our faith on, our faith strengthened in the Word of God, then we're going to quench those darts. Every time he attacks us, he's going to be unsuccessful. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. And our salvation comes from the gospel, Romans 1 and 16. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so there's the Word. We have the truth. We have righteousness. We have the gospel of peace. And then it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You be praying for your brothers and sisters, and I'll be praying for you as well. And so God wants the church to be strong, and he has a plan how to make it strong. You make it strong by you as an individual Christian, as a member of a congregation. You arm yourself with the Word of God. And you know the church should be as strong as it possibly can be. And so that's why the preacher needs to, he is charged, by the way. Paul charged Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. I charge you before the Lord and Jesus Christ at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Why should we preach the word? That makes the church strong. That arms the church and gives them the weapons to defeat the devil. And so the church should be spiritually strong, but we also need to be numerically strong. And that's why Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. And so the church needs to be strong spiritually, and it needs to be strong numerically. And so we need to fill ourselves with the powerful knowledge of God's word. Acts 20 and verse 32, Paul was telling the elders at Ephesus, at the church at Ephesus, he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. The Bible also says in 1 Peter 2 and 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And so we are to desire the word of God. And we need to know God's word and fill the church full of God's word. We need Bible classes to teach the word of God. We need gospel meetings where the Bible is preached. We need to use opportunities like this radio program on the internet to preach the word. And we're glad to have the Bible in a technical sense on our telephones. And when we're at home, we need to be reading the Bible and teaching our children the Bible. And when we have opportunity, we need to be teaching the lost. Yes, God wants us to be teachers of the Bible. In Hebrews 5 and verse 12, it says, when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God expects us to grow and become teachers of the Word of God. God wants us to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon on the Mount. God wants the church to be strong. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that," here's the reason why we fill ourselves with the knowledge of his will in wisdom and in spiritual understanding, "that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness." Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11. God wants the church to be strong, and he wants it us to take on that responsibility and strengthen the church. God wants the church to be strong spiritually, strong in faith. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." And so God wants us to have a strong faith. We need a strong and powerful faith, and that comes from reading and studying and absorbing the Word of God into our very minds. "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," Philippians 2 and verse 5. And the only way to have the mind of Christ in us is to study what he taught in the Bible. The Lord wants the church to be strong, and it's our duty and responsibility to get the Word of God out and study it and search the pages, that we might grow in our spiritual being. And he not only wants us to have a strong faith and a great knowledge of the Word of God, but he wants us to have a great and powerful love for one another also. In 1 Peter 1, it says in verse 22, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." God wants us to have a strong faith, but he also wants us to have a fervent love. He wants us to have a real and genuine love. And then he also wants the church to be zealous. He wants us to have a zeal for his temple, for his kingdom. The Laodiceans had grown lukewarm. They were not hot, or they were not cold, Revelation 3, beginning with verse 14. But God wanted them to repent. He wanted them to, as it says in Revelation 3 and 19, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down at my with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And so he wants us to have a strong faith. He wants us to have a great zeal for the work of the kingdom. And we sometimes don't have that zeal. We don't have that fervor. But he also wants us to be spotless. We're not strong when we are tainted with sin. sin will weaken the church and weaken you as a Christian. When you begin to sin, you are falling victim to the devil. He is overcoming you. And so we've got to remain unspotted from the world. James 1, 26 and 27 says, "If any man among you seemeth to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." Unspotted from the world means to keep sin out of your life. That will make you strong. Sin will weaken you and destroy you and cause you to be eternally lost. And so God wants the church to be strong, and he wants us to stop the practice of sin. Romans 6, 1 and 2 says, "Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound?" And the answer to that is, God forbid. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? And so let's fill the church with zeal. Let's fill the church with love. Let's fill the church with faith and with the strong preaching of the Word of God. We need to have good leadership, good men to be the elders, scripturally qualified, according to 1 Timothy 3 and also Titus chapter 1, where we find the qualifications of elders and deacons, and we need to have strong Bible class teachers who will teach the Word of God, and we need to invite sound gospel preachers to come and preach gospel meetings in the church. This is how we make the church strong. God wants the church to be strong. I believe you want the church to be strong, and therefore we must take it upon ourselves to strengthen the church in the way the Bible teaches us to do. We need to have great unity in the church. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 that we all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among us, but that we be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, anybody knows that a unified army is stronger than a divided army. We want a united church. We need to have unity and love and sound doctrine and great zeal in the church, great faith, great love in the church. And that's the way we can have a strong church. We need just plain gospel preaching. And you know why the apostles were often stoned and imprisoned and run out of town? Is because people understood their preaching. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that when they heard these things, they were pricked in their heart and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" You know why they were pricked in their heart? Because Peter made the gospel plain. They had taken and crucified the Lord and Savior of the world, and they understood that preaching. And that's why they were pricked in their heart, and they understood the plan of salvation. For in Acts 2 and verse 41, it says, "Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls." 3,000 souls understood the preaching of the Word of God. That's how you make the church strong. You preach plain Bible preaching, and you preach it clearly so that people can understand it. In Acts 2 and verse 42, it says, "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, You know, the apostles caused the people to understand it. That's why they could continue in the apostles' doctrine. And that church was a friendly church. They shared their food together with gladness and singleness of heart. They had great fellowship in that Jerusalem church of Acts 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. They were friendly and they were loving and they were generous to one another. And so that's what we need in the church today. We need people who will fervently pray for one another. The Bible says the fervent prayer of an earnest Christian availeth much. James chapter 5 and verse 16. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, we are to pray without ceasing. That makes a strong church. Praying and continuing to pray. That's why we have prayers in our assembly. That's why we teach people to pray at home, to pray. We need personal workers to spread the gospel. We need a liberal giving church to give liberally, as we're taught in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. God loves a cheerful giver and he loves a liberal giver. And we need to keep our worship scriptural and keep the worship warm and spiritual. We need to have a forgiving and loving spirit to our brethren. We need to put the emphasis on having a good Bible preaching and teaching in the congregation. And that's how we make the church strong. Seeking the lost, teaching the gospel, working. The Bible says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. These things make us strong. We need a strong working church. That means you need to work. We need a strong praying church. That means you need to pray. We need a loving church, a forgiving church, and a patient and long-suffering church. That means you need to do that. You need to personally study your Bible and personally seek the lost and pray and give bountifully and give cheerfully as the Bible teaches us to do. You and I need to do that in order to make the church strong. We need a happy church, a joyful church. We're on our way to the greatest destination ever. We're not going to live here in this world very long. We need to be happy. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4 and 4. The Bible teaches a Christian to be a happy Christian. Now, that's up to you. You can decide to be happy or you can decide to be sad. And God wants you to decide to be happy. We need joy in our homes, joy in the church. We need joy in our lives. A glad heart is like a medicine, doeth good like a medicine, the Bible says. Thank you for tuning in. We've been talking about having a strong church, and we need to apply these biblical principles in our lives in order to have a strong church. You've got to give forth an effort. I do too. I have to give an effort. I've got to study and to love and to forgive and to be forbearing and to have joy in my heart. You know, when we come to church, we need to be happy and worship with a joyful heart. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope this has been a benefit to you and that it will help you to live your life out in the way that God wants you to live, that you'll be a strong Christian and one that is fruitful and glorifies God. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you as you continue to study your Bible and practice the things that you read about in your word. And we hope to see you in heaven one day. And if you're ever in our area, in the Weatherford, Texas area, please drop by the Windmill Church of Christ. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Stay strong.